everybody. Welcome back into another Waiver Wire podcast here on South Harmon. I am Eric Vanek, and you can find me on Twitter at Eric Vanek NFL. And we are here for week 12, guys. Week 12 is already here, getting really, really close now to those playoffs, getting closer and closer. So got to pay attention to your waiver wires here. We got a lot of teams on bye this week. So we have six teams on bye. So we're going to get into that here in just a moment. But yeah, playoffs are here, guys. So it is time to do it. Some quick points here. Recording here on Monday afternoon. So some injury news and the Monday Night Football game are not reflected on here. I dive really deep into the waiver wire for dynasty players. If you're in super deep leagues, this is definitely the podcast for you. Also some redraft stuff too. I'm not going to sugarcoat the redraft stuff too. I do that as well. That's on here as well for any guys that you may want to pick up on there. I don't really go over the obvious names that are out there or the guys that are out there like 20% of leagues. I don't go through that. You guys know who those guys are and who to pick up. But this is for, pretty much the guys that are a little bit deeper that you may need to pick up. So the teams on bye this week, we have Atlanta, New Orleans, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Jacksonville, and the Jets. So a lot of guys on bye there, your Bijan, Drake London, Alvin Kamara, Chase, Burrow, Higgins, Josh Allen, James Cook. You got your Jets with Rodgers and Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson. So a lot of guys on byes this week that you're going to have to replace. So let's start it up here with the injuries for the past week. Nothing at quarterback, thank goodness. But running backs, Tajay Spears, he is in the concussion protocol. I would assume he probably misses a week. You know, the only guy that I've seen this year off of remembering from the offensive side of the football was Marvin Harrison Jr., who got a concussion and played the next week. So we'll have to see Tajay Spears' practice reports and all that and see if he is going to play. Next up, Miles Sanders. He had an ankle injury from week 10. He has already been ruled out for this week, so just monitor that. And then two Raiders running backs. Zamir White left with an injured quad. Monitor his status. And Alexander Mattison left with an ankle injury. You're going to have to monitor him as well. We'll get into the running backs that you may need to pick up there for the Raiders here in a little bit. Wide receiver, so Gabe Davis tore his meniscus. He is out for the season. That was announced by Doug Peterson here a little bit ago. Darnell Mooney, he left with a hamstring injury in the third quarter. Good thing he's on a bye, though, guys, so we don't have to really worry about Mooney this week. Hopefully he gets healthy over the bye here, and he's ready to go for week 13 coming out of this one. Jordan Addison, he didn't play in the fourth quarter due to cramping. Just wanted to bring that up. Probably not going to miss time over that, but just wanted to bring up that if you see Jordan Addison's snap counts and all that and why his numbers may be a little down, that is why. And then finally, tight end Josh Oliver, he suffered an ankle injury in the fourth quarter. You're going to have to monitor him. I do have him on my tight end pickups list, so we'll talk about him a little bit more when we get down to the tight ends, but somebody that you may need to monitor for this week. All right, let's get into the waiver wires. This one should be another short week of waiver wire stuff here, guys. Not too many guys that are sticking out that you need to pick up. So going to be probably another 15 to 20 minute podcast. So let's start with the quarterbacks for redraft that I like this week. So Russell Wilson versus Cleveland. He's playing Cleveland. There you go. Drake May, he's playing the Miami Dolphins. I like him a little bit. And Bo Nix versus the Raiders. But Bo Nix has been hot for like a month. If he happens to still be on your waivers, you got to jump on him now. Like, he just diced up Atlanta last week. Bo Nix is playing some of the best football I've ever seen him play. So that is definitely a guy I would want to pick up for this week. And then dynasty quarterbacks. So Daniel Jones did get benched for Tommy DeVito is going to be the new starter for the Giants. With DeVito, you know, you got a guy who came in last year in Superflex League, especially for me, a couple of my leagues. I started Jake Browning and DeVito in a couple leagues, and they won me some weeks, you know, DeVito and Joe Flacco. So definitely got to pick up Tommy DeVito and see what he can do here firing the ball off to Malik Nabers. As for Daniel Jones, it's more of what the Broncos did to Russell Wilson last year, what the injury dollars, snap incentives, all these contract stuff. They just don't want him to hit that, so they don't have to pay him any extra money. But yeah, this is pretty much signaling it. This is the end of Daniel Jones in New York. Running back. So one running back in redraft that I like this week is, with the coaching change, Roschon Johnson got more run and was the preferred short yardage guy. He played 30 snaps, 14 routes. He had one target, caught it for 8 yards, and 10 carries for 33 yards and a touchdown run. So Roschon was getting used a lot more. If something does happen to Swift, I think this is Roschon's backfield for sure. So Roschon is definitely a guy I would pick up in redraft leagues if I have an extra spot. Dynasty running back. So I mentioned the Raiders running backs earlier. Ameer Abdullah will most likely get the start here if those guys can't go. He played 22 snaps, 17 routes, 3 targets, caught all 3 for 16 yards and a touchdown. He only had 1 carry for 1 yard, but if both of those guys miss, Abdullah has the most experience by far. He will be the starter there. Dylan Lobb would probably get a little bit of run too, finally. But they don't have anybody other running backs, so they might have to pick up somebody too. But Abdullah would most likely be the guy next week if both White and Madison are out. Wide receiver, so Kendrick Bourne. So this is a pain in my ass. I dropped him in a couple leagues personally, but then he comes back this week. He's fine. He's playing 36 snaps, 23 routes, 5 targets, caught all 5 for 70 yards and 1 touchdown. And KJ Osborne was inactive, but he wasn't inactive last week. So is this they're just going to play it week by week, whoever they think's better, whoever has a better practice week? I don't know what the hell they're doing here. But yeah, I mean, Kendrick Bourne, just somebody you're going to have to monitor. I mean, it's risky, but you have to monitor him with the way he's been played this week. And then the dynasty wide receiver. So Tim Patrick, 56 snaps, 71%, 25 routes, 4 targets, 3 for 26. I mean, he played the second most snaps at the wide receiver position for the Lions this week, and he continues to dominate snaps as like the third wide receiver there for the Lions. So in best ball leagues, definitely have to pick him up. Next up is Devin Duvernay for the Jags. 14 snaps, 12 routes, only had 2 targets. But this is mainly with Gabe Davis being out for the year. I think Duvernay steps into the starting lineup now. It's probably going to be Duvernay, Parker Washington, and Brian Thomas Jr. probably as their starting 3 receivers. I think Tim Jones will mix in, but Tim Jones only played 4 snaps in this game. So I think Duvernay is above him. If I'm in a best ball league, Duvernay would probably be the guy I would want to pick up. Kevin Austin Jr. for the Saints. He led the Saints wide receivers in snaps at 41, 68%, 16 routes, 2 targets, 1 for 18. The Saints wide receiver room is a complete mess right now. Kevin Austin Jr., I never even heard of until this preseason when he was a free agent, an undrafted free agent. So not somebody I'm like dying to go get. They're on a bye this week, so it's not like I have to play him this week. But if you are desperate and collecting some of these guys at the end of your bench, that would be the guy. And then Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Oh, one more thing on Kevin Austin before I go on. Mason Tipton was a healthy inactive this week, which was kind of surprising to me. I still like Mason Tipton. I think they like him too. I don't know what the deal was there, but I wouldn't be dropping Mason Tipton. I'd hold on to him. And then Westbrook-Ikhine for the Titans. 50 snaps, 85%, 30 routes, 5 targets, 2 for 117, and a touchdown. I said it in the Savage chat for South Harmon this weekend. He's the best ball extraordinaire. That guy has like 3 or 4 touchdowns in 3 or 4 games, the last 4 games or whatever it is. He's been cooking this, with Mason Rudolph and Will Levis. So it's been pretty impressive there for Westbrook-Ikhine. It's hard to start him in a lineup league, but with how many buys there are, you might have to start a guy like that. But best ball, if he's out there, this is a guy, he's won you weeks the last 3 or 4 weeks. Easily. He's been in my lineups in best ball leagues for that long, so I know he's helping out you guys too. So if he's still out there, go grab him. And then tight end, Will Dissly for redraft, 38 snaps, 26 routes, 5 targets, 4 for 80, and 1 touchdown. I think he's kind of put Hayden Hurst to the wayside here as well. So Will Dissly, definitely like him a lot in redraft leagues, especially if you have some of these shitty tight ends in redraft. I think that's a guy you can go pick up. And then dynasty tight ends, I have a couple here for you. So Brock Wright, if Sam Laporta misses again, 65 snaps, 82%, 20 routes, one target, caught it for 5 yards on a touchdown. You know, if Brock Wright's going to be the starter there, if Laporta's missing. So I'm not sure how much longer Laporta's going to miss. It's probably like a pain tolerance issue. But yeah, somebody you're going to want to monitor there. Josh Oliver, 41 snaps, 56%, 18 routes, 3 targets, 3 catches for 34 yards. So Oliver, I mentioned him earlier with the, he left with the injury, going to have to monitor him. But even with Hockenson, man, like Oliver's been producing, so he's been really, really impressive. A.J. Barner for the Seahawks, 51 snaps, 33 routes, 4 targets, 2 for 15. He's been absolutely dominating as well. With Noah Fant being out, Barner is somebody even for Dynasty. I want to hold on to that guy in case Fant leaves or they trade Fant, whatever it is. Barner's a guy they drafted and they really like. They play him a shit ton over all the other tight ends. So A.J. Barner, definitely somebody I want to monitor. And then Eric Saubert, just in case George Kittle misses again this week. I don't think he will, but just in case, 61 snaps, 31 routes, 1 target, 1 for 7. He dominated the tight end snaps without George Kittle. So Eric Saubert, somebody to monitor. And then lastly, the what the fuck are we doing here, man segment. Got a couple of them for you this week. Jaden Reed played just over 50% of the snaps with no injury. They got to get this guy on the field more. I know the Packers played 46 snaps on offense this week, and he had like 23 of them, so just over 50 or 50% exactly. Like, what are we doing here with Jaden Reed? You got to get this guy out there more. He is probably your best playmaker on offense along with Josh Jacobs. Like, Jaden Reed's got to be out there more, man. So hopefully the Packers can get that together there. A.D. Mitchell, he goes back to only 12 snaps after looking really good the last couple weeks, especially last week. I mean, what the fuck are we doing? I mean, Alec Pierce is out there. We know who Alec Pierce is. If you look up the word jag in the dictionary, it's going to be a picture of Alec Pierce. He is just a guy, if there ever was one. We've seen Alec Pierce for like 4 years now. He hasn't done fuck all. Like, he's a deep threat. That's it. Get A.D. Mitchell out there. He's so much more talented, can run more routes. You got to see what this kid has for the future, too. Like, Alec Pierce is not your future. So get A.D. Mitchell out there more. And lastly is lied to about Estime. I know Javonte Williams had a great game. He was the hot hand, blah, blah, blah. They lied to us about Estime, damn it. They said Estime was going to be out there more. He only played like 14 snaps this week. Javonte Williams dominated, had a great game. But yeah, Estime's got to get out there more. I think Estime's a really good player. I want to see him out there more. All right, that is it for this week, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed. Coming up on those playoffs, man, we got to get into those playoffs. These next couple of weeks are crucial to get into your playoffs, lock up those one seeds. So good luck to everybody. Hopefully this Waiver Wire podcast helps you out. At Eric Vanek NFL on Twitter. Please follow me there. At South Harmon FF. Follow us there on X and on YouTube as well. And with that, we will wrap it up. We will be back next week with you guys for week 12, right? Or week 13, actually, for waiver wires and right before Thanksgiving. So that should be a good time. We will see you guys next week.